This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by the Monterey Bay Half Marathon. It's back! Registration is now open for this fast scenic course along the beautiful Monterey Bay coastline, November 13th, 2022. Go to MontereyBayHalfMarathon.org website to get registered today. Let's do this.
Nice.
All right, you guys. The big deal today, as far as we're concerned, is Alice in Winterland.
Mm-hmm.
It's just incredible to even be able to announce that there is an Alice in Winterland. Like, the, you know, the, we are back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the world is back. And we're going big. And 8 o'clock, we'll have all the details for you.
And every time we talk about it, Sarah will give you a new hint.
No.
What?
You're
not?
No.
You're taking that back.
No.
Don't look at me like that.
No,
why are
you? Because you tricked me earlier. That was your fault, not mine.
Wow.
Nobody tricked anybody.
Yeah,
oh my God,
words come
totally
right
tricked
flying
me.
Out of your mouth?
Yeah, after
or,
you
okay?
tricked them out of me.
Whatever. I mean, you know.
Nothing
8 a.m.
Nothing happened.
That's right. Please, yeah, let's stop talking about it. Nothing ever happened. Nothing had to be dumped. Nothing was said. 8 o'clock.
Nobody said nothing.
Nobody right. said nothing to anybody.
To nobody.
Stop saying nothing to yourself. Don't talk to your cousin. 8 a.m. this morning, the Alice in Winterland announcement. We'll dish it all the details, all the things we can't say right now that are just bubbling.
I'm looking for hints in everything you said there.
You already
Did
know.
Did you say cousin?
Oh, my God.
What a cousin.
Nothing.
Cousins. Maybe they have a cousin.
Cousins. Dang.
Don't talk to themselves!
Mm. All right.
Last week,
yeah.
we talked about Bruce Willis, this mm-hmm. whole deepfake thing.
Yeah.
A little update here. This Deep Cake is the name of this company that
You reported
said,
that they sold,
yeah, they,
his family had sold the
they
rights,
said,
right?
We have the rights. All this Bruce Willis material, and we're going to be able to deep fake the out of this guy until movies stop being made. 1,000 years from now,
yeah,
you'll still
I remember
be seeing
hating
Bruce.
It then.
Yeah.
Or what are you about to tell me? How much worse is it than we thought?
Bruce's people say, "What are you talking about?"
Oh, it's a
what? We have no partnership or agreement with you. Period.
Oh,
so this company, Deep Cake. It's like deepfake, but it's more delicious.
Just got a bunch of free pub by using his name.
They made an ad for a campaign in Russia last year. And at that point, it sounds like they did have the rights to images of Bruce Willis to make this ad. And they thought, we've got the rights to Bruce Willis.
No, they didn't. They got a ton of free yeah. run saying they have the rights to Bruce Willis.
Yeah. And so Bruce's digital likeness rights are his by default. They can't be sold. It turns out you have the right to yourself. You can get permission. You can give a permission. You can rent yourself out. But apparently no one can own you, which doesn't sound right once you're dead. It seems like you should be able to be owned. I don't know. So, you know.
I'm glad because as we've heard about people selling their music, in some ways, I think, okay, well, I can see why you'd A, want the money while you're alive,
mm-hmm.
and B, someone is either going to ruin your music by over, you know, exposing you, and that's on them.
Or selling something awful.
Or they're going to do right by you and put it tastefully in the right spot.
Curate it. Keep it worth what it's currently worth.
Right. So that's going to be up to them. But this whole image thing, I mean, we talked about it. I hate that idea.
Well, I hate the whole thing that it can be so seamlessly done. It really means you can't believe anything anymore.
Well, in this case, I was thinking more along the lines of, look, he's made some great movies. Mm-hmm. I love Bruce Willis.
Yeah, sure.
I love Pulp Fiction, Die Hard, on and on, right?
Sure.
Move, at some point, especially when you can't do the job yourself anymore, move aside. Let some young people have a gig.
Right. Like, don't put Bruce Willis in every freaking movie just because you can. But we have Bruce Willis, and it's free.
Yeah, allow another person to step up and build themselves a career.
Who's the new Bruce Willis? Let's get a new action.
So,
here,
yeah, I'm glad to hear that that's a bogus story. Good.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying they're never going to get to use his image again, but his people were like, no, you don't own him.
Good.
No, we didn't sell you those rights. Speaking of things that are that people will buy, Jeffrey Dahmer is a guy who eats people, or what, you know, that's, he doesn't do it anymore.
He's dead, right?
I think he is dead. Didn't he get killed in prison?
I think so.
But he's a horrible person, a serial killer, and it was just...
Well, Sarah, I mean...
What?
He had mental illness. It wasn't him. He wasn't bad, per se.
Don't even. I know you're joking, but let's not
joking.
Make arguments for
well,
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Well, that's the problem, is this whole society where everybody's innocent.
So until he was proven guilty and went to jail. So he's a monster. And that is the name of the Netflix series. There's a guy named Peter Evans who's playing Jeffrey Dahmer. And you've probably seen these. I see the sidebars for this show all the time on the, you know, as you're looking through news. Jeffrey Dahmer, monster on Netflix. And there's a ton of renewed interest in him. And they are selling items that he came into contact with, used in prison.
Gross.
All kinds of stuff. Like, you can't, they seem to have his ashes. Is that what I'm looking at?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a place called Cult Collectibles. It's a Canadian-based site. Ooh, sorry about it. You can buy for $250,000 Jeffrey Dahmer's urn. It's just like a tin canister, but then there is a bag of what look like ashes in there. Like, they're not saying Jeffrey Dahmer's ashes.
No, that's, they're showing you a picture of his ashes. That's his,
they're in the urn.
Who would want that?
And it's not an urn anyway. It's like a paint can.
Someone pay 200? So do we know? Did someone pay it?
Oh, it's just for sale. So there's all kinds of stuff there. The guy who runs this Cult Collectibles, they've got items from all kinds of serial killers, cult leaders, other high profile criminals. Yeah.
You walk into a potential new boyfriend's house.
Yeah.
You're dating, but this is now, you're walking into his house and he says, I really need to show you my collection.
Oh God.
Including the Dahmer's ashes in this can that I just bought. Are you out immediately?
No, not necessarily.
What?
People do have weird collections, but I'm on guard at that point. Oh,
on
really?
Guard.
And what did you pay for these? Oh, $250. So what do you do for a living?
You're telling me being that into a serial killer that ate his victims isn't a big enough red flag for you?
It's just a little red flag. I'm going to see what else is going on.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to base
still
my
red.
Entire...
At least it's still a red flag.
It really smells like a cocktail
is this
red flag.
Like, it depends on his penis size or what, you know,
maybe.
Is the conversation enlightening?
Right. Maybe he's got some explanation why he's so into this. Mm.
Oh, my God.
Well, I always wanted to be a serial killer, but I just, you know, I don't like jail. So.
I don't have the stomach for it, but, you know.
I'm not even going to try it. Don't worry. You're safe with me.
Yuck.
I learned a lot from them, though, and so I could teach you things.
Mm.
Anyway, Cult Collectibles. They've got all kinds of stuff from serial killers and cult leaders and high-profile crime people. This guy who got all this Jeffrey Dahmer stuff, so I guess there are people who sort of collect this stuff because there's like some papers and stuff. There's like a high school handwritten high school term paper that's for sale. There were like a money transfer slip from prison that he had to sign. So it has this, and those are all, I don't want to say reasonable. They're still in the thousands of dollars, But the one thing that they have are the reading glasses that he wore in prison.
Oh, yeah.
And they want $150,000 for those. And frighteningly, somebody will probably buy them. Somebody will probably buy those ashes, too. But you can't, if you go to Cult Collectibles, which Vinny does not advise because it makes you weird and you should be broken up with. Those glasses aren't listed. You have to contact them directly. So I'm letting you know that
they're not on display.
Well,
the first thing I thought
there's the picture of them.
Both the lenses are cracked because of him getting punched in the face repeatedly every time
thing.
He exited his
cell. Like, is his blood on those? But it turns out they are intact according to this particular photograph.
That's him, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department.
Okay, well, anyone who's going to do that, you're gross. But go on.
Yeah. Beyond gross.
That's
yeah.
it. So you can go to Cult Collectibles. Speaking of weird stuff we collect, and Betty White passed recently.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, Betty. And you ever see an estate sale? You're driving by and you see an estate sale, and there's a ton of people going in and out of a house, and literally everything that the kids didn't take is still there and for sale. You walk into a house and you walk around it and you look in the cupboards and pull the drawers open and everything is for sale.
I wouldn't have noticed that. No, never seen that in my life.
Never?
Never in my entire life.
Oh my God,
life.
I've been to so many estate sales.
Right,
I love
it sounds
them.
Like it. But
the
what
lady
you
next
just
door,
said,
I bought a bunch
what?
Of her stuff.
Here's
I'm like,
what I'm
going to
say.
That.
I'll bet you anything, an overwhelming percentage of people are with you. And they're like, yeah. Of course, I've seen
estate
that.
Sales, yeah.
Exactly.
Sure.
Well, yeah.
Roll that rug up for me. I'll take that.
Of them.
Sure.
Wow.
I'll look, a dining room set for $300.
Dead
I'll take
people's
it.
Stuff. I'll take it.
Right?
Let's do
this.
No,
exactly.
I've never
their
seen
clothes,
that.
Everything. So it is weird because you're walking through a dead person's house and you are picking up their teacup.
How much for their pants? How much for this shirt? I like the glasses. What are those going for?
So when you are Betty White level, they don't do this at your house, but they took more than 1,600 Betty White items. Just they cleared out the house. It's Betty White stuff. So they boxed it all up and they put it all on display. They curated it. They arranged it.
Oh, and she had a teddy bear.
A weird teddy bear that's mounted on a stand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where did she keep that? Was that just kept out by the woodpile? Like, did she have that? Did she put?
Do you
like
see
a,
that?
I do.
What is that?
It's a standing weird posable teddy bear. 3 feet tall. I don't know.
That's the teddy bear I killed.
Yeah,
and I've got him on display now.
I killed him in the woods.
I had him taxidermied, and there he is.
There's some really weird stuff. So
what the hell, Betty White?
I know. So they did a huge warehouse, and they put every single thing that the kids didn't take out on display.
Oh my God.
There are Betty White vintage. Oh my God, she's got a nun doll. There's like little leather baby shoes. They're vintage. They're really super old. Like they might have been Betty's. She had a Disney VHS collection that's for sale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the chonky white clamshell boxes.
Yes.
This creepy nun doll. She had a board game collection, and I guess they're selling them all together. All the board games were kind of one lot. The home edition of Password, of course, which was hosted by her late husband, Alan Ludden. There's an oil painting of Betty White from the 1950s. It's actually not clear if it's from the 50s. Oh, the bear. Betty White vintage standing stuffed toy bear.
What the?
It's currently at $500. People are bidding on this stuff.
Okay.
There's an oil painting of her from the 50s. It depicts her as she looked in the 50s. I'm not sure if it is actually from the 50s. There's moon landing memorabilia. Her wedding ring. I can't believe nobody took her wedding ring. A collection of cat jewelry. Because nobody ever has enough cat jewelry. Her bedroom door. They just took the door right off the hinges.
Her wedding band. There's why. Because it's hideous.
Oh, they were like, yeah, it's too ugly for
Look
us.
Look at that.
Let's sell it.
Yeah.
It's currently at $17,500. There's a collection of animal figures wearing sombreros. I guess that was something that she called. Oh my God, it's an owl in a sombrero. Oh look, it's an armadillo in a sombrero. I've got to have that.
For those of you who aren't looking at the scroll as I am, as we sit here and talk about this, it's garbage.
Yeah, it's a little lady's trash.
It's garbage.
But it belonged to her, and that's why.
That's what celebrity does.
Two panda watches, her Golden Girls director's chair. That's good.
What I now realize is it doesn't matter how successful you are. You might be a hoarder.
Yeah, you might be.
Because this is all garbage. Well, this is all stuff she should have.
At least it's not like magazines from 1970. You know, it is stuff that she should have gotten rid of. I'm sure lots of little handwritten notes.
Look at that, notes from Alex Trebek.
Oh, my.
That's pretty cool.
I'll take that. There's four bids on it.
Look at that.
She had a 2000 Cadillac Seville.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Oh, there's her dining. Hold on, go back up to the dining set. You can get her dining set for $800 right now. Hang on, that's pretty good. With a hutch. Oh, that's pretty good.
With a hutch?
With a tear sheet. What does that mean?
I don't know. What's a tear sheet? A China hutch with tear sheet. I don't know. Anyway, she's got a nice looking dining room table. All those high back chairs. They look great. Anyway, there's about 1,600 lots, and you can go check that out. It's all at Julian's Auctions. Fantastic.
Sounds so fun.
I'm so out of time.
Well, let's put a bid on some of Betty's stuff.
Well, what do you want to buy?
I don't know. Well, you saw everything. What would you like?
I like the dining room table.
I like that teddy bear.
Oh, you know what? The teddy bear's at $800. I'm not paying $800
for it. That's too weird. I was thinking the animals with sombreros. Oh, yeah, they look fun.
What's the bid on those? What do we have to pay to get those?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'll find that.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a great Monday because we have something big coming up. Make sure to keep your dial locked on Alice at 97.3.
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
Alice at
97.3's
Sarah and Vinny.
Never stop, never stopping.
You two worked that out, didn't you?
We did. Well, I read what Alex wrote.
Oh,
keep your
on.
Dial locked on Alice 973. Which I thought was great. I was like, I'm going to need the knob ripped off. We have our huge Winterland announcement. Mm-hmm. Alice in Winterland, 8 a.m. All the info, everything you need to know coming up. 8 o'clock.
That's right.
8 a.m. That's
the Radio happen. Alice Report.
So we choreograph our gags now, huh?
Sometimes, sure. Right. Yes. Oh, we want it to go smoothly.
Ideas.
Okay. If you could get for me, then please.
Oh, please.
The, who's the anchor man?
Ron Burgundy?
Yeah. Get for me the one where it says, who wrote that on the television? He's going to read anything that's there. Okay, get that for me, please.
You better have it ready.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the DeYoung Museum.
Oh.
Take advantage of discounted weekday pricing available now for Ramses the Great, Short Paws, and Gold of the Pharaohs at the DeYoung Museum.
Yeah, you weren't supposed to read that one.
That's why I just had him get this thing where he says, don't write that on the top.
Got it.
I see.
Story. Compelling and rich. Well, that's going to do it for all of us here at Channel 4 News. You stay classy, San Diego. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Damn it! Who
typed a question mark on the teleprompter. For the last time, anything you put on that prompter, Burgundy will read.
There you go.
Short pause.
We're choreographing the show now, everyone.
Short pause, man.
Short pause.
Did it say that on there, or you just decided to help me out?
It said that on there.
It said that on there.
Was
oh,
yeah. that just a cut and paste, or did you actually like recreate what they had written?
No, I cut and paste.
Okay. Oh,
okay. Oh.
I want to make sure the copy is accurate as possible.
Right. Right. Short pause.
You can
pause.
Take out
Got
the
it.
Short pause. You can even just go dot, dot, dot.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Dot, yeah.
Dot, don't do
and
that.
He might go ellipses.
Ellipses.
If I knew what that, right. Anyway, great job. And thank you.
I appreciate
the drop.
It.
That's, I feel like we're off to a great start. Don't forget.
Rip the knob off, everyone.
Big announcement. Alice in Winterland coming up. Sarah's going to tell us everything at 8 o'clock.
And Vinny.
If Vinny had his way, he'd already tell you.
No kidding.
Or text it to you or something. Because come on. Mm. This is huge.
It's big.
It is really big. You're
Alice in Winterland.
It. All right, so listen, nice days ahead and warming into the week. Not warming like heat wave, but warming up into the 80s. So
nice.
That's what we've got ahead. And a really, really big game tonight for the San Francisco 49ers. Monday Night Football. Around 5 o'clock versus the Rams. It's a home game. So part of the reason I want to repeat telling you that is not only because the Niners need your support, but because if you drive anywhere near there, you will be dealing with Monday Night Football traffic.
Yep.
Starting probably pretty early.
Get out the way.
Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way. Get out the way.
That's fun. That's a fun song.
Yeah, it is.
You like it, huh?
Move, bitch. Get out the way.
It's weird. There's so many cuss words I love to say, and bitch isn't one of them.
Oh.
And I know that that's not really a cuss word, but
kind of.
Depends on how you use it, but I don't really use that one.
I like bitches, you know. Mm-hmm. My bitches came over. I like, mm-hmm. I don't like bitch.
Do.
And I am kind of a bitch, so, you know.
All right.
Call me a bitch, mm-hmm. I'm like. I'll take it.
Oh.
I mean, if you're hateful about it, then I'm like mad and stuff. But,
yeah.
You know, yo, bitch, stop it. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't try it, though.
Well,
don't
that's,
make it mad.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like a girl thing, you know? Like, I don't want to hear it from a boy, but, from a girl, I'm fine.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I don't really use that one.
Yeah.
Seems to me like if you go there, you've picked something.
Right. Well, you've opened the door to more.
Right.
Trouble.
I love you, bitch.
I love you too, bitch.
Speaking of cussing, a huge study on swearing.
Oh. Oh, tell me everything.
Who would...
I don't know.
Study on swearing.
Someone who got a grant for it, obviously.
The cussiest city in our union is Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, Ohio.
Really?
That's the cussiest city, followed by Vegas and then Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
Who knew?
Vegas.
San Francisco's on the list.
Oh, yeah?
The 10 cities that swear the most, Columbus, Ohio. And by the way, Ohio likes soup. That's their state food.
Mm.
I only know that because we had a midday girl who was from that area and was like, yeah, you don't know that?
Oh, we don't just like soup. We effing love
yeah,
soup.
Yeah, soup is our thing.
Yeah.
Well, which one?
Right.
What do you mean, which one?
All the effing soups.
You can't have all the soups.
See, I'm putting the swears in, too.
Oh. Oh, good one.
Oh, see?
Nice. Las Vegas. By the way, the Raiders got a win over the weekend. Mm, that was nice for them.
Congrats.
Not that,
whatever,
you know, I'm a Vegas guy. Jacksonville, Florida. Oklahoma City. Dallas, Philadelphia. Indianapolis. San Francisco. Louisville and Fort. I don't understand. You did a national study on cussing.
And who did you ask? Like, sailors? Like, who did you,
to
the general population?
This is the cussing study.
Okay.
Two cities tied for the least amount of swearing, Phoenix and Portland.
Oh, I would have thought like.
At just 14 R-rated words a day.
Oh.
Provo, Utah, and I don't know. I would have thought like, you know.
You're thinking Mormons, but I think that they cuss plenty.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. That kid Jason used to cuss? I don't remember. I remember him only ever saying kind things.
I can't say. I don't know. Anyway.
You know who cusses the most of anyone I know?
Me?
No.
Is it me?
It's not you at all.
Oh, okay.
It's and maybe, I mean, if I might be a close second. I might win sometimes, but Bryn.
Me?
Bryn is a huge.
What do you mean?
Huge. Like to the point where I've been out with him, I'm like, stop swearing so much.
You have?
Sure.
I don't recall.
Wow.
I don't feel like I swear that much. I definitely do swear.
I do too.
You actually feel like you don't swear that much?
I do feel like that. Yeah, I feel like that.
Pay attention to it.
Why? You know.
The place you're most likely to use choice words is at home.
I know. Oh, that is so true.
Next would be with your friends.
Yeah.
While driving.
Oh, yeah.
And then at work.
Right, Alex? Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's definitely me.
Driving's
no, bitch.
Driving's
get out
tough.
The way. It is, because it's a life and death situation.
I think that I have found, like, especially through the pandemic, when I'm not driving a lot, I'm much more calm and relaxed. The more I'm out on the road, the more I get, like, over it.
Yep.
Oh, another bleeping red light. Are you, what? Every
the world conspiring to make me
every
late.
Every 5 feet? Now, what is this?
Well. I don't want to say you should give yourself a time bumper, but I guess
The old, let's just leave 3 hours early and we'll crochet a blanket once we get there while we wait.
We'll be fine. I don't want to say that. I'm saying 15 minutes, dude, not 3 hours. Just leave yourself a little bit of time.
How long do you leave before you get to the airport? Forever.
Well, I like to be at the airport at least 2 hours before my flight.
There you go, everybody.
Because you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
At the check-in, because I don't like to thread the needle. I don't like to have to worry about it. And if I'm aiming for 2 hours before and I've given myself plenty of time to drive, then if a little traffic happens, I'm still fine. I've got a two-hour bumper.
The number one person we swear at is ourselves.
Yes. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. How many times do I say F me? Oh, God. All the time.
Oh, you're asking for that, huh?
No, but I'm not saying it to anyone. I'm swearing at myself.
Oh, that's too bad.
Or I'll say, you know, you're effing idiot or whatever.
Yeah, I'm hard on myself too.
Yeah.
For sure. And I I hate to bring up Adam Levine, but he one of his dumb quotes was something like, I notice a lot of people are hard on themselves and I never am. I actually am always like he's his own biggest fan. I was reading this quote and thinking,
Wow,
you're a bigger douchebag than I thought. Like all the way back to the beginning. Like, really? Just you're just kind to yourself at every turn, huh? Yeah. Well, good for you.
It must have been really hard for him to have to walk back that whole I was maybe banging, but definitely flirting with some chicks online.
God. Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'll tell you what.
What?
The best string of curse words I've let out recently, in recent days, was that seal that popped up out of the ocean water right next to me.
Oh.
I just let
poor thing.
Oh, well, sorry. And you know what's sad is that, first of all, he wasn't trying to bite me. He just came up for a look and startled the out of me.
Sure.
And they look like puppies.
Yeah.
They have big eyes.
So cute. I know. They are cute. Stinky.
Why, you mother. I just couldn't.
It came flying out of you. It was just your honest reaction.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about like the distance. There was his head and here was me.
Yeah.
I could have patted him on the head.
Right.
He was that close.
Well, when his face started to come out, maybe he came out nose first and you thought it was like a shark fin.
It was just startled. Startled me. I let it fly.
If it was a mermaid, she came up like, oh, how could you? And she took off. You're like, I swear to God, I just saw a mermaid. No one would ever believe you. Because you swore her away.
What just happened?
I don't know what's going on.
I'm just picturing all the things that could poke their heads up there.
Anyway, we're talking about cussing now. 8% of people say they swear at their significant other the most. That's awful.
That is awful.
At least just do that under your breath
sometimes
to yourself.
You don't want to say
that out loud to them. Right. My goodness. You live in the same house.
Right.
They have access to your food and all your stuff.
We've seen what happens to people who get really mad at their spouses,
that's
too.
Right, you know.
Yeah.
The most universal things that make us want to swear are when we hurt ourselves, when we have road rage, when we get bad news, when we're cracking a joke, when we're arguing, and when we get good news.
Oh, F yeah.
Mm-hmm. Our fill-in words for swearing include fudge.
Oh, we hear that one around here a lot.
It's the number one thing on the list, fudge. Shoot, frick or frickin'.
Frickin'.
Crap, dang, heck, darn or darn it, holy cow, dang or dang it, and freaking. Those are your fill-in words.
Those are great. Those are...
And only
no shizzle.
Any, only no one no says one that.
No one
Stop
says that
it.
Anymore.
Don't do it.
I'm doing it. I like it.
Although my favorite commercial right now is the Snoop with the skinny cans. Mm. Have you guys seen that one?
No.
What
does he do?
It's my favorite commercial.
He's so great.
He's holding a skinny can, mm-hmm. and he's like, I forget what he, you know, how he opens the thing, but he's like, take a look at these little cans. They named them after
the
me.
The redesign.
Here, go.
Oh, go, go, go. Play.
Named after yours truly. Slim is one of my old nicknames.
You better ask somebody. And underneath it, they're writing all this stuff. They're not named after him. It's like they keep saying, you know, and then at the end, because he's continuing with his, they go, all right, fine. They're named after you.
That's funny.
And he
look
is,
at this little king.
Look at him. He is decked out in that's his beach attire, apparently.
Yeah, white. Like sweatpant looking ankle with are those slip on white? He's got white socks and then white slip on slippers
and bejeweled all over him.
But
and
then
a
he's
nice
got a beautiful like a blue and gold
robe
with
type
white
thing.
Touches. Oh, he just is styling.
I love him.
He's definitely sitting in a studio
Slim
somewhere.
Cans
right?
not it? Named after him, and then it just keep going until they go, all right, fine. They're named after you. Call them C. Because we should call these Snoop cans. Fine, go ahead. Call them Snoop.
Call them Snoop cans.
That's, you know what? They're smart.
They are smart.
They're having some fun over there.
And
good
he's smart,
them.
Too.
Oh, Jesus.
And all the money.
Oh,
did I only do
rice.
No stories? Wow.
Our
text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, I love you guys, but please stop being so dismissive of the Raiders. There are plenty of fans here, even though they are not.
Yeah, we're butt sore over it. Is that a thing I can say?
Yeah.
Don't say that.
All right.
It's awful. Soup. I thought lemon meringue pie was their thing, Vin. No, that was
so good.
That was just a Gretchen thing, and unfortunately, she shows more joy from lemon meringue pie than in any other aspect of her life.
Yeah. Well, I wonder
it's a lemon meringue pie.
Oh,
so good.
But I wonder if we put, like, split pea soup and a lemon meringue pie next to each other, like, which one would she go for first?
Well, my point was that Paul, her husband, would not make the cut.
Right. Yeah, Paul.
So good.
Have you ever said that to your husband? What?
No.
Why
would
mean,
I?
Why?
For what?
Who
did he make
this?
The lemon meringue pie?
Right.
Is that?
Awful.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.